Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Watslicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. Post up. We love to have you. This past Friday, was it? We lost Black Panther's star, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, man. That shit sucked.
Like four-year fight.
Nobody knew he had cancer.
Four-year fight with colon cancer. Finally caught him. He was born on November 29th. Same day as my son, Aries. It sucks. From my understanding, being that the news is coming out now, they had shut down production of Black Panther because he was sick. But they did not know at the time that it was due to him regressing in his cancer, moving to stage 4.
Like, he did like 5 movies while he had the cancer.
Well, he had the cancer since 2016. He actually did more than 5 movies.
Oh, wow.
He did Gods of Egypt, Captain America, Civil War, Message from the King, Marshall, Black Panther, Avengers, Infinity War, and Endgame, 21 Bridges, The Five Bloods, and a movie to be released, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which that's going to be released. I don't know when it's going to release. They have it to be announced, but that movie was in the can. They were in post-production with that. They did shut down production of Black Panther 2 due to the fact that he was sick, so I do not know what's going to happen with that movie.
Yeah, man.
And that sucks.
It really does.
You know. What was your favorite movie of his that he did?
It would either be Black Panther or maybe 42.
42 was really good. Marshall was really good, too. I liked that movie. I don't know if you saw that one yet, but that was really good. He played in Draft Day as well. He played Vontae Mack in Draft Day. That was one of his earlier films. 42 and Draft Day. He did those two around the same time. It's just unfortunate that this man had to go. He had a lot going for him, and he had movies that they were supposed to have been doing in the can already, like that he was scheduled to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was speaking with my mom about this as well, because she was shocked that he had passed. But she was even more shocked that he was able to do the things that he was doing while having treatment and having surgeries with cancer.
For real.
You know, it is a painful thing to go through cancer.
And nobody knew.
Yeah. It's painful to go through that. So, you know, I hope his family's okay. It's just unfortunate. I know it sucks that we're not going to get the next movies that he was slated to do, but it sucks even more that, you know, you lose a person at 42 years old.
We're young.
Still young.
Talented. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. Well, I'm not going to say it's hard, but, like, there's not a lot of young black actors out there putting out the quality that he was putting out.
Exactly. You know, so it just sucks that there's going to be that void. And hopefully someone else could, in the movie industry, young black star in the making, can fill the void left behind by Chadwick.
like, honestly, like, I don't even want them to recast Black Panther.
Oh, no, you don't recast it. No, you don't recast Black Panther. I mean, if I don't know how they could do it at this particular point. I mean, we've seen the technology of CGI being able to, you know, you can transpose his face onto it or something.
Yeah, but who's to say his family would even allow
it? Yeah, you could do most scenes with him being under the mask, so whoever the body double is that plays the character. But I mean, I don't know how prevalent Black Panther was in their story arc that they had going on, but not recasting it could ruin the entire story arc, or they would have to go back to the drawing board and think of how they want to proceed from here. But that is a big blow to not just his family, his friends, his loved ones, close. That's a big blow to the Marvel Universe and how they were trying to put the things together. But
yeah,
you know, things happening, you gotta change course.
That shit sucks.
Now, by the time this episode drops, it'll be Tuesday. You guys would have already looked at, if you did, Monica versus Brandy's versus battle will be happening on Monday.
I ain't even going front. I think August Brandy 31st. Got that in the bag. She got more hits than Monica do.
You think Brandy got that in the bag?
She got more hits.
Yeah, you got I Wanna Be Down, Baby, Heartbroken, featuring Wanye. You got Sitting Up in My Room, was a hit off the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack. Missing You, featuring Tamia, Gladys Knight, and Chaka Khan, off the Set It Off soundtrack.
Yo, Brandy hit that first verse. I ain't even gonna front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have You Ever, off the Never Say Never album.
I like that song.
Almost Doesn't Count, off the Never Say Never album. You know, What About Us, off the Full Moon album. You know, I mean, she's got some hits there.
Yeah, she got more hits than Monica.
You know, those were the certified joints. Those were the certified Billboard hits. Monica's looking at Don't Take It Personal, Before You Walk Out of My Life, Like This and Like That, Why I Love You So Much, Ain't Nobody, featuring Tretch. For You I Will, The First Night, Angel of Mine. Monica actually has more number ones than Brandy, but those were all of the hits that Monica has, like certified Billboard top tens.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Monica, and that 9 does include one, The Boy Is Mine, featuring Brandy. And then Brandy has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, Monica has more.
Not to me.
Those certified hits, but charting songs, yes, Brandy does have more charting songs there. Those were the certified hits, the top 10 on Billboard. So you got Brandy winning that?
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't they squeak out 20? I'm not looking at 20 songs on this thing. Like, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know their catalogs like that.
I don't either.
I don't listen to them two like that, but can they squeak out 20?
I mean,
it'll be 20 that, you know, they're
if you're a fan of theirs, yeah, you can get 20, yeah. But for us, like, we don't know.
For us, I have no idea. Monica has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 solo albums released.
Word?
Yeah.
I've only heard like maybe two.
Brandy has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 solo albums released. So
I didn't even know they put out that many albums.
they both put out 8 albums, 7 to 8 albums. I mean, that's big time. So
they got more albums than the Locks. I ain't know that.
Yeah, man. So it should be a pretty decent battle. I'll probably catch a recap or something.
I won't.
But it is what it is. Also, this Sunday, the MTV Video Music Awards came on by the time you guys hear this.
Who the fuck watches MTV? They don't play music.
Kiki.
like what are you talking about? MTV Music Awards. They don't play music on MTV.
Yeah, the MTV Video Music Awards. Kiki Palmer is going to be hosting the show.
I don't even know who the fuck she is.
You don't know who Kiki Palmer is? No. Akilah and the Beat. You ever seen that movie? Damn. Okay, never mind then. Performances on the show, Jake Harlow, Chloe and Haley is going to perform, Machine Gun Kelly, Travis Barker, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, The Black Eyed Peas, Doja Cat, DaBaby, The Weeknd, and Miley Cyrus is going to have a special performance as well. That's what they said here. I'm just reading off the thing there.
Don't nobody know nothing about Miley since she says she don't like black people.
She says she don't like black people.
Meanwhile, she made mad dough off the black community off that Bangers album.
Yeah. Juicy J produced a lot of tracks off that joint. Artist of the Year, they got Justin Bieber, DaBaby, Lady Gaga, Megan Thee Stallion, Post Malone, and The Weeknd.
Why ain't Eminem on there? Like his album wasn't fire.
Not Artist of the Year.
Like his album wasn't fire. But you put DaBaby on there.
You always ask me.
Megan Thee Stallion, come on.
You always ask me why such and such is not on there. Like, I can't tell you why such and such is not up there. Best hip hop song, we got DaBaby with Bop, Future featuring Drake with Life Is Good, Megan Thee Stallion with Savage, Roddy Ricch with The Box, Travis Scott with Highest in the Room, and Eminem featuring Juice WRLD with Godzilla.
Godzilla.
That's the only one you know, right?
That really is the only song I know out of everything you said.
Video of the Year, we got Billie Eilish with Everything I Wanted.
Oh, gosh.
Future featuring Drake with Life Is Good. Lady Gaga featuring Ariana Grande with Rain On Me. Taylor Swift with The Man. The Weeknd with Blinding Lights. And Eminem featuring Juice WRLD with Godzilla. Video of the Year.
They giving that shit to Taylor Swift.
They giving it to Taylor Swift.
Word off. And I don't even know. The only video I seen is Godzilla.
You know, they telegraphed this one. I think they telegraphed this one. Because Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande are supposed to perform the song Rain On Me. So I think they telegraphed this one. I think that they're going to win Video of the Year. Or Song of the Year, because they're nominated for both. So.
Whatever.
Yeah. But Video Music Awards, the fan vote is Song of the Summer. What?
I'm just saying, like, I don't care about any of this. I ain't watching.
You ain't watching? No. Hey, man, some people might watch it. They might love it.
When did you say this is? Sunday?
This is going to be Sunday.
Man, I'm watching Backlash. Get the fuck out of here.
Payback?
Payback, Backlash, it's all the same shit. Word up.
It don't matter. Funkmaster Flex went on his Instagram live, and he gave his top 10 living MCs. Top 10 living MCs. It is based on bars and based on body of work. His list is as follows. Number 10, Black Thought from The Roots. Number 9, Jadakiss from The Locks.
First off, Jadakiss is top 5 dead or alive. I don't... Fuck you. All right? But keep going.
Number 8, Pusha T from The Clips. Number 7, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick ain't better than Jada. Get the fuck out of here.
Number 6, J. Cole.
That nigga, that sleepy ass... Come on. He's better than Jada. Fuck out of here. That nigga out make me want to go to sleep. That's bedtime music right there. That should be your son's lullabies and shit.
Number five, Drake.
Oh, come on. He ain't better than Jada neither.
Number four, Rakim. Number three, Nas.
Really? Did you hear his last album? That trash ass shit? Come on.
Number two, Andre 3000 from Outkast. And number one, Jay-Z.
Of course Jay-Z was going to be number one.
Those were his top 10 living MCs based on bars and body of work. Well, we know you don't agree.
Hell no, I don't agree. Like, why ain't Eminem on that list?
Eminem is not on that list.
Why ain't Busta on that list?
Busta's not.
Why ain't Luda on that list?
Luda's not on that list.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Come on. Come on.
Every time somebody does a top 10, I always say the same thing.
Like, why ain't Snoop on that list?
Every time somebody makes a top 10, I always say the same thing. You can't tell nobody who the fuck they like. It's just, it's whatever, man. Like, it's whatever. You know? He lost me as soon as he put Black Thought at number 10. I was like, yeah, dude, we're done. We're not even talking about this anymore. Black Thought at number 10, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. You know? You say Jada top five, dead or alive?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is he in your top five? I don't think he was in your top
five. Hell yeah, he's in my top five. He was in your top five? He's number three.
When we were talking about that? Really?
Number three or four? It's Pac, M, Redman, Jada, and Busta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Top five, dead or alive, and that's just off one LP. He'll tell you that, too.
He'll tell me that. And I'll look up right in his face and won't believe him. But it's just like, no. Like, I like the guy, but no. It's like, you know. But this weekend, the Lox, Jadakiss, Styles P, Sheek, they released brand new album, their fourth album under the Lox name, called Living Off Experience. So it's an acronym for their name. LOX, Living Off Experience.
Excuse me.
We both had an opportunity to listen to this album.
Yep.
You want to go song for song on this one?
I mean, what are you going to play shit or?
Yeah, I can play a little bit of them. I don't care.
All
right. Let's see. Let me bring up the freaking.
Because I'm going to tell you, for me, this gets five juice boxes. There ain't a track on this album I would skip. Ain't no skits. You know, it's just hit after hit after hit. I think it's 14 tracks.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm trying to bring it up. We'll go song for song. And
I can bring it up if you want me to.
Okay.
Like, I love that shit. To me, As far as I'm concerned, it's the best album I've heard all year out of everything I've listened to.
All right, so we're going to go song for song. The first song that they started the LP off with.
You can play like a minute of each.
Yeah, yeah. The first song that they started the LP off with is Gave It To Him. This song was produced by Swiss Beatz and A-Rap Music.
Rappers the dead of night to get a safe. Ghost shit, that's why I never rate. By time, not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga. So you can make a scene, I make a buck. My steelos, to treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer tape, I'm the villa tape. Black tuxedo in the Porsche, that's vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in a pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a little weight, start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I could do it a couple times. I'm me. My nigga, look at me now. It's a show, not here when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out. It's no need for looking around. Ghost 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money.
That was Gave It To Him. That was the first track off the LP. What I did was I broke down each song as far as rating each song. This particular song right here, I gave 4 out of 5. Juice Boxes. I like this song. It's a good intro to the album. Pretty good track. I like the hook on this joint. Jada did his thing on this joint. Everybody did their thing on this particular song. So I thought this was one of the better songs on the album, especially to start it off. You agree, right?
Well, nigga, I said I gave the album 5 juice boxes.
You gave the album 5 juice boxes. So. I didn't give it 5 juice boxes, but we'll get to that. Next up.
You ain't give it 5 juice boxes?
No.
What's wrong with you?
You don't get a 5 from me unless you stand a test of time.
Stand a test of time for me?
How can it stand the test of time already? It's only been out 3 days.
Because I can bump it all the time.
Yeah, I didn't give it that. But we'll get to it. Next up, we got the track Move.
Oh, man. Nigga say, yo, say something at the beginning, nigga. You know how hard it is to say some shit when you talk about real shit, nigga? You know what I mean? It's like, yo, nigga. Yeah, but we gonna come to life, nigga. We gonna come to life, nigga. One more time. Rewind that.
All this drip, all this money, all these jewels. All my niggas got these bitches like, ooh. Watch what you say when we kick it, cause the shooter looking at you like, ooh. You been on the gram or Twitter on some bitch shit. Talk about your, but we don't give a fuck, my nigga. Coming through, fuck boys, better. You looking at a winner. Probably go to hell, got a black Jessica Biel. You looking at a sinner. Kiss her, get the bank. Lucha, get the women. And I'm laying up the tank while I'm looking for the link. Is he talking about white or LLC or LP? Ignorant nigga, yes, nothing to tell me. Looking classy, rocking valleys while pushing the Shelby. Got the jack boy elegance, masses LV. You know when I get on a song, I enhance it. Monopoly with real money, I'm a chance it. Might lease the Lambo truck or finance it. Scared to death your whole life, you die frantic. Plus I'm way smarter than niggas, that's my advantage. Hudson in a crack spot was my Atlantis. Young boys taking them penitentiary chances. We was gonna make it no matter what the advances.
Hey, they don't want it. I was thinking about them days when I was drinking and blunting. Run around with fake niggas, I'ma keep it 100. I told that bitch you could drown on. If I ever go broke, I got 2 niggas to count on. Put the L.O.M. sound on, that silk, that gown on. I'm as old as Calgo, the guns will pop off. Kidnap as long as you got that money to drop off. I'm good, deep.
All this drip, all this money, all these jewels.
That was a move.
Do you know who produced this album?
It was produced by different people. This particular song was produced by Scott Storch. I got the producers down. I got them written down. So.
Okay.
This particular song was produced by Scott Storch. This is one of the better songs of the album. In the running for my favorite on the album. I gave that one a 4.5 out of 5 for that particular song. It's close.
Juice boxes for me.
Yeah. Close. Close to perfect. Got to stand the test of time, though. In fact, I could probably go back and listen to this more often.
What you mean, probably?
What, that song? That particular song? That's on a playlist. It's going. It's there. Up next, we got a About Shit featuring DMX. This one was produced by Sakram Jones. Didn't we play this song
last week?
All right, I'm gonna go further into it. Because we listened to DMX tonight, right?
Since the beginning, these new rappers got me like, what the fuck is shit? I really bout shit.
We'll listen to somebody else. Right,
man, come on.
You ain't really bout shit.
Bam, bam, you in the law's house. Man, come on. You ain't really bout shit. Why, yo, nigga, we going all out? Man,
could just say what's up, I could tell it ain't real. Nigga came from somewhere, I could tell it ain't jail. No music, got 100,000 large in the mail. Shit. Can't tell them all your plans, cause they want you to fail. Nigga hate when you be moving, they rather you still. Keep track of me, watch the back of me. I pop up more than my son's agony. Cut him into pieces, body in the freezers. I don't drink lean, so I'm catching seizures. With the cheese, I'm like Little Caesars. Fuck your debit card and your little visas. Coke game, dope game, niggas been around that. Shot dead, left for your bitch house, you get found that. Trap game, rap game, niggas made hits. LOXD block, get off my dicks.
Pretty much all who we are now. Shed light on the city with a dark cloud. Bought Diddy through, even bought the R's out. Yeah. And a lot with the trucks and the cars out. And we never said once if it wasn't for us. Hindsight, I look back, it just wasn't enough. The fake love got exposed, just wasn't the lust. You find out who's who, you seek others to trust. It was already bars, we was already stars. Couldn't make us more related than we already are. It was written already, mean it was already God. And we came from the bottom, so it was already hard. Now, I smoke different, I drink different, I think different. Yes. My contract is much bigger, so the ink's different. About my outlet, not about my outfit. How you feel about shit? You ain't really about shit.
That was Bout Shit featuring DMX. That one right there, I gave that one a 3.5.
What?
Out of 5. Every time I listen to it, the more I listen to it, the more I don't like it. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I just can't keep listening to that song.
Is it DMX?
It's a good song. I think it is DMX on the joint. I think it is him. It's just one of those things where when I listen to it, it's like... It was... When we first listened to it, I was like, yo, this shit on fire. Because
like, it is fire.
Then I started listening to it again because I didn't listen to the album. Like I think I didn't listen to this album like 6 times so far. Up next... We got Testify.
Little young nigga with the burn on us, you can tell we don't play. Getting high, smoking weed, having fun, fogging up the hallway. Lord, I testify. I ain't one of our homie, had to die. Plus, I know what kind of nigga he was. You couldn't scrap with him. If you beat him up, you better come back and get him. I'm sorry, Lord, for my sins. They don't say much, but pray for my friends. All we do is get money, get high, pop bottles next day, do the same shit again. Lord, I testify.
I expect to die. I get extra high till I'm next to Ty. Till I lounge with G. Till I step with Pops. I call green, so I'm gonna need the Tesla drop.
Don't connect the dots.
Drinking brown and champagne, so we lost where we started from. Dearly departed, please bless the block. Let my niggas see billions, teach praise to their children. And inshallah, you please bless the ops. And I'm sorry, Lord, for my sins. Open my third eye, focus my lens. I don't do religion, but I pray for my friends. Lord, I testify.
That was Testify. I didn't really like that song.
I liked every song.
I gave that song a 2 out of 5. I didn't like that song.
That hook was horrible.
Sheik, do better next time, brother. I like you, but nah. That hook was horrible. I ain't like it.
I liked it.
Up next, we got Miss You featuring T-Pain.
Slept on the floor. Rent is due, shots popping, sound like we at war.
Can't go in that bitch, too many niggas in the store.
You scared?
Police coming, hide the guns, give shorty that roll. Why you think I'll be on tour? I get money, I want more. Niggas hate to see you ballin', they wish that you was poor. Don't the streets love me, just my fans and some niggas I relate to. Cause if you doing good, they gon' hate you. Couple in the ground and a couple in the bed. I can visit a couple of them, but a couple of them dead. Had a rough life, homie, ain't none of it was smooth. I was born in the streets, I'm just smart enough to move. Bitch!
That was Miss You featuring T-Pain. That song, I ain't like that shit the first time I heard it. Kind of grew on me. Gave it a 3 out of 5.
I liked it a lot. Like, yo, the more I listen to this album, the more I love this album. Like, I think it's better than their last album, which was what? Filthy America, I think the name was.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had too many features on that for me.
Yeah. Then up next, we got a story.
This is my favorite track.
Somebody slipped me a Mickey, a dust in my rug cone. Can't see straight and I can't feel my jawbone. Can't find my phone, so I can't even call home. Damn. Heard a nigga said he was bugging. Where she looked your Jay to kiss a cousin. Wish one of them niggas could come get him. Cause homie set him up and you know that he gon' wet him. Don't know where I'm at or why I'm there. What the fuck I was doing. My memory is ruined. If I blacked out, this seems awkward. I feel nauseous, I'm usually so cautious. Searching for something that's familiar. But then I smell haze from Vermilion. I guess I'm on Dykeman in the Heights. Then I heard Nutcracker and Viking in an ice. It was the plugs right here. Fuck the gun, but woke up in the big white van. That nigga's just kidnapped the kid. He told me, hell yeah, boy, you know what it is. I know where you live, I'ma bring you to the crib. If you don't get the money up, I'ma kill your kids.
Yeah, that was Story. That one I gave a 3.5 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah, I ain't like that beat too much. But they had a good concept to the song. Great verses. There was no hook on this one for real, but they was
no.
Just,
well, because it's a story, you know.
Yeah, it's a story.
Sheik Style supposedly got kidnapped.
It's great story behind it. Again, that was a really good song. I like that one. Up next, we got "Due to Me" featuring Jeremiah.
Shells on the floor, I counted 33. New York like Derek G, hip hop like Eric B. Rock him, LOX, check out my melody.
That was "Due to Me" featuring Jeremiah. That was one of the worst hooks that I ever heard Jeremiah do. I did not like that hook at all. I didn't really like this song. I gave it a 2 out of 5. I felt like, before you say this was a great song, do this for me. Same hook, same lyrics, just replace it with Big Sean, Pusha T, and Sigh the Prince. Are you listening to this song?
Dude, I can't name a song any of them done.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, I just said, don't change the song at all.
Yeah, but you're asking me to talk about artists I don't fucking know.
I'm just saying, plug in any artist. It don't matter who you plug in. Just plug in any artist, same lyrics, same hook. Is this a good song?
I liked it.
So any artist you plug in,
I don't give a fuck about same, any artist. I'm,
same
I
lyric.
I liked it.
Nah, it's not a good song.
Not a good song to you. That's you. Song. I liked it.
Yeah. Up next, we got Comeback. That was Comeback. It was a pretty good track there. I gave that a 3.5 out of 5. Pretty good joint. I like that one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Up next.
I like every track. That's what you're going to get from me. I liked every track.
I understand, man. You like every track. Up next, we got Think of the Locks featuring Westside Gunn and Benny Butcher of Griselda.
Whoever acts superior will pop him with a 22. Well, had a car and a condo with 22. Bird told the birds coming up round 22. Ain't a cup of liquor, but niggas know he's 100 proof. Cut the legs off of niggas saying they run with you. I'm the pothead, the cool homie to vibe with. Finally, you oughta bring a homie to die with. I blow an 8, think of states that I could buy in. Cop in the state, think of weight that I could fly in. Can you hear me now? Like Verizon, King of New York, bang your head right on the hydrant. Pops always told me to think out the box. And when you think about the best, nigga, think of the lock.
Half a man on the neck, got him big mad. You think you're taking this shit, you get shit back. Little 200, got the coupon red. Real locked up in the best shark head, that's facts. 30 plus clips in that stack. I aim for the body, but I hit all that.
That was Think of the Locks, featuring Westside Gunn and Benny the Butcher.
I hated their verses.
Well, Westside Gunn did the hook.
Okay, I didn't like the hook. I hated the sound of his voice.
Yeah, and Benny the Butcher, his verse was not really needed on this song. I mean, everybody ended their verse with Think of the Locks. We thinking about the locks. Don't understand why they have the Griselda feature. I gave that song a 3.5 out of 5.
That's the only complaint I have about this album. It did not need them. They brought the song down.
They brought the song down?
They are not on the Locks level.
Okay.
So.
Up next is My America featuring Oswin Benjamin.
Miss call from my kinfolk, said my auntie ain't make it. My old liquor and syringes on the pavement. Oh, goddamn, I'm down on my luck. Can you send one up for me? See, my clothes don't fit like they used to. My mama don't call like she used to. I'm a shadow with a person that I used to be. See, oh, Lord, I'm tired, yeah. These streets got me wired.
Exhausted, nigga.
Yeah, them cold bodies fit up under them rugs. It's a circus out this bitch. Amazing how we juggling drugs. Frontin' for hoes, the cars work good in them clubs. Shots go off, time to leave, nigga, let's breeze. Young bitch shot in the head, think it came from the trees. In that direction, she laying there with my complexion. To the death, I'ma give my son my protection. I'm tired though, he teaching me some shit that I ain't know. Shit get wrinkled, I show him exactly where the iron go. And they only stick around when you buzzin'. That's the problem with the locks. I remember one time when we was. I'm hip-hop like the Juice Crew, but my mama don't call like she used to. Bunch of phony niggas, hard to see who's who. Just parties, you ain't around when the bills do. All for the gram, hope social media kills you, nigga.
Said I woke up in the state of confusion.
That was My America featuring Oscar and Benjamin. That was actually my favorite song on the
That was a great track.
That was my favorite song on the album. Love the soulfulness of Oscar and Benjamin. I don't believe I've heard of this guy before.
I haven't.
It was real soulful. The verses were great. Each one of them told a different story of about what's going on in their life. It was very relatable. So this was my favorite track on there. I gave this a 4.5 out of 5. I'm more than likely going to go back to that song a lot because I really like that one. Up next, we got Net Worth.
Locks. It's gonna be the anthem right here. Yo, you see my net worth? I got rich, nigga. You hear him hating on me? Fuck the bitch, nigga. And your bitch, too. We done ran through. And your niggas that feel the same, fuck them, too. I let that weed burn. I let my yak pull. Another 500 mil on the lock store.
I be supreme down. I rock off-white. Knock off a whole thing. That's on the off night. I know the weed good. Long as I cough right. I live a boss life. I keep the Porsche white. To go to war right. You need foresight. Need paper and artillery of all types. To reach LOX, you need more strikes. You ain't nice yet. You just all hype. What's up? My network, they move off-white. I beat G-Star down, shoot you on sight. I beat dumb high. My niggas dumb nice. Who wanna hear what this 100-shot drum like? Let the weed burn, like the dad rig. My niggas shoot, I shoot again like it's an ad-lib. I don't like the way he made him hit his dad crib. He ain't never had no money on no bad bitch.
Stop fronting, nigga.
That was Net Worth. I believe that is the shortest song on the album. Kind of sucks that it was the shortest one on the album.
That shit was fire.
One of the better ones. I gave that one a 4 out of 5. One of the better ones. Something about that beat, though, was killing me. Like, every time, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that noise? But, you know. Up next, we got Dirty Dirty featuring Clay Dub. I'm going to tell you before I even start playing this song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fucking like this song. I gave this song a 1. Fucking like this song.
Good.
Baby, it's you, loves me. I wanna give you a serving. Cause I know you got that. I know you got that dirty,
yeah.
Dirty.
You the hottest in the world.
Yeah, I love this track.
On the table and do it for the grand for me, girl. Know your man.
Why do you like this track?
Them being on a reggae song, it just don't work for me. Like, if somebody else was doing this, like, if this was, like, a full radio song, I'd have been like, all right, cool. I don't like the rapping on this radio shit. Like, I love the radio shit, but I don't like them rapping on the radio shit. Like, that's dumb. They don't sound like they fit.
Over the twerk noise. I was just aware where the water was turquoise.
It worked for me.
No, I'm trying to stand up in it. Surfboard. When she bend it over, greatest thing on this earth, Lord. All over the suite, like we having a turf war. Trying to make a tap out by putting it work more. But she from the yard, so she know how to jerk more. So I needed a
yo, you tripping, yo. This song is fire.
That was Dirty Dirty.
This song is fire.
I feel like they shouldn't even, but like,
Yo, that shit is hot. That shit is mad hot. You tripping, dog. You tripping.
Get that song to somebody else.
Oh, my
God. Up next, Commitment featuring Dice Payne.
Punched in the time, but we ain't never clocked out. We ain't go out of style, yeah. Personal corners like we on timeout. And you ain't break one vow, yeah. That's why I love you, love you. You could've left for some shit I did. You ain't have to adjust to it. And I'm just hoping that you still trust me to build a commitment. I know you don't trust me after we fuck when we dust. Why you look at me different? Keep bringing up this little chick on the side like she my girl. I keep saying she isn't. If you take my son and move away without his dad, it's no way to be living. Facts. Fucks me up. He gotta choose where to eat it. Mine's and yours on the day of Thanksgiving. He was there when I was crawling, before I started bowling. Chinese food before Puff started calling. No matter how high, you can see a nigga falling. Punched in the top, but we ain't never clocked out.
That was Commitment featuring Dice Payne. Ain't like that fucking song either. I gave that joint a 1-2. I felt like, again, they just, the locks, this is not their song. Like, and they just don't fit to me. Like, I feel like that song should have just been Dice Payne. He should have put his own verses on the joint, just singing. It's a nice lubby-dubby concept. I like the concept. I just didn't like the locks on it, man. It just didn't feel like a locks track, man. It just don't feel right. And then finally, the 14th, the final track on the album, Loyalty and Love.
LOX to the death, nigga. D-Block forever. You fucking know, right?
Loyalty and love. I ride with the homie to get buzzed.
All right.
I ride with the homie to get plugged.
Yeah.
Loyalty and love. I ride with the homie to get
right.
War. I ride with the homie, I bring the gloves. Loyalty and love. I ride with the homie to the grave. I ride with the homie to the judge.
You know?
Loyalty and love. Homies and family, but not blood. We came up together out the mud. You know what the fuck it is. I ain't got a fuck to give. The niggas on that sucker shit. Got me on my 93. Who bring the rucker shit? Only break bread with the homies that I suck my with. That sucker shit don't reside here. You should slide or die from a wild nigga's idea. We in the Taj, just some fly gear. Money machine, machine gun, homie, I swear. I dare you to be loyal. Try to die red. You ain't seen them like us, cause they don't make them, homie. You just a bitch ass nigga, don't get no makeup on me. Or to get you popped in the neck from my Jamaican homie. Yeah, still up in the jungle, boy. Me and the homie and a half a P of jungle boys. Back then we moved cocaine, we was unemployed. Stay in your place, make it your face, then my gun avoid. Loyalty and love, I ride with the homie to get buzzed.
That was Loyalty and Love, final song off the album. It was alright. I gave it a 3 out of 5. It was alright.
It was alright. So. You make it sound like you ain't even like the album.
Nah, overall, I gave the album a 3 out of 5 juice boxes. Solid. And it's just a lot of those songs I'm not going back to. Like, I'm not going back to Testify. I don't like that song at all. I'm not going back to Miss You by T-Pain with T-Pain on it. Definitely not going back to Due to Me featuring Jeremiah. Not going back to Dirty Dirty unless I'm just listening to the hook. And not going back to Commitment unless I'm listening to the hook. Like, I just, that's just how I felt about it. I mean, you know, it was too many songs that I was just like, I don't like this song. You know, but, you know, the album started off, those first 3 tracks, great. Story was a really good song. Comeback, really good song. Think of the Locks was pretty good. Other than the, like I said, the Benny the Butcher verse didn't even need to be there. West Side Gunn, I didn't listen to him a lot. I didn't got used to his voice by now. You know, My America, favorite song on the track. Net Worth was a banger. You know, just again, it was just too many of the other songs that was like, eh, we didn't need this one. So.
Okay, that's you're welcome to your opinion. I'll bump that shit straight through with no problem.
Yeah.
With no problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I went into some of those songs. I went into, like, if this wasn't the locks, would I listen to this song? Probably not. So that's the way I approached it. It's like, eh, song's alright, or this wasn't a good song. If somebody else did it, if I put a blank slate on it and just, if I didn't know who the fuck these people was, would I listen to this song? And that's the way I approached the album. But all in all, I said it was a pretty solid album. I think people should listen to it. I just wouldn't give it a 5 out of 5. But you got anything else to say about the album, bro?
Other than I loved it? No, there ain't nothing else to say.
Because also what I did was when I started listening to this and some of the songs that I felt like didn't work, it took me back to that Jadakiss Ignatius album. And I was like, and I actually listened to that after I listened to this in between. So I listened to this like 3 times, and then I went back and listened to that one. And then I went back and listened to this 3 more times. And I was like, yeah, I can see the songs that Jada was like, yo, we got to get these ones out. And I was like, nah, you can keep it. It's good. But
I don't care. I love the album. So
last week, we had the shooting of Jacob Blake. Matt wanted to discuss this. Do you know all the particulars of the particulars with this?
I seen the video.
Seen the video?
Did you see the video?
I seen both videos. They had the one video shot from the perspective of the neighbor across the street. That particular neighbor stated that the cops were on the scene due to an altercation between two women, and that Jacob Blake, was breaking up the two women from fighting when the cops got on the scene and the things that happened in the video proceeded to happen. You can see in the video Jacob walking around his car. To get into his vehicle, he is pursued by two officers coming behind him and another officer coming on the other side of him. One of the officers, who's been named as Rustin Shesky, that is the officer's name, fired 7 shots into the back at point blank range of Jacob Blake. Hence, from testimony of the family's lawyer, Ben Kemp, the doctors state that Jacob Blake is paralyzed from the waist down. As a Friday, being that there was a warrant out for his arrest, he was being handcuffed to his hospital bed up until Saturday morning when they vacated the warrant and removed the handcuffs from the now paralyzed Jacob Blake.
Why you gotta handcuff somebody who got shot in the back 7 times and paralyzed? He ain't going nowhere.
He damn sure ain't going nowhere.
Like, that makes no sense.
He damn sure ain't going nowhere. But there was a warrant out for his arrest. The warrant was issued on July 7th of 2020. It was a warrant out for his arrest for criminal trespassing, domestic abuse, third degree sexual assault, and disorderly conduct. The charges of criminal trespassing, domestic abuse, and disorderly conduct were misdemeanors. The felony grade 3 sexual assault is where he had the charges against him. Now, the warrant has since been vacated. The warrant was vacated after he was shot and sitting in a hospital bed. But again, no reason to handcuff a guy who's paralyzed from the waist down. He can't go anywhere.
My whole thing about all this that went down with him, like, 7 shots?
7 shots.
Like, I'm surprised he just ain't empty the fucking clip. You know? You might as well have.
Yeah.
Like, if you really wanted to stop him and shoot him, it really only takes one.
Yo, well, one bullet point blank range in your back is going to lock you up. Whatever you was reaching for.
You going down.
Whatever you was reaching for, it wasn't going to happen. They claimed that Jacob was armed with a knife.
Which he wasn't.
The local law enforcement union released a statement stating that Jacob Blake himself admitted to having a knife. They found a knife in the floorboard, in the front driver floorboard of the car. They did not find any other weapons in the car. It is said to be believed that Jacob was reaching for that knife at the point of being shot. But if an officer did not know that he had a knife in the vehicle with 3 kids in the vehicle, letting off 7 shots into somebody's back at point blank range is very excessive. It's excessive force for no reason.
Another thing too, like, there were 3 officers there.
Correct.
If you really wanted to stop them, the 3 of y'all could have took him to the ground. He was unarmed.
Yeah.
You know, before it even got to that point. Yes, he was not listening to y'all. I completely understand that. The 3 of y'all can tackle one man to the ground.
Correct. Other statements from the police department states that they were not called to the scene for 2 women having an altercation. They state that they were called to the scene because Jacob Blake was violating a restraining order, and they were called because the woman stated that her boyfriend was on the property and shouldn't have been there. And I guess they were speaking about Jacob. He was forbidden from going to that property, and he was on the property on the day of the incident. They say that's why they were called. Like I said, the witnesses who filmed the video from across the street and the witnesses who filmed the secondary video from the side of the street that the incident happened on, they all state that there was an altercation between 2 women and that Jacob was trying to break the fight up between the 2 women. Either way, again, letting off 7 shots, point blank range, into someone's back that is unarmed with children ages 3, 5, and 8 in close vicinity and dozens of other onlookers in close vicinity is dangerous. No matter how you slice it.
Because they didn't give a shit. They really didn't give a shit.
No other officers fired their weapons. Rustin. Shesky. And I'm going to keep saying his goddamn name. Rustin. Shesky. Is the officer that fired 7 shots into the back of Jacob Blake. And he is currently on administrative leave. administrative leave is not suspension without pay, people.
Nope. Nope.
During the time of administrative leave, you are still eligible to retain pay. You're still able to get your checks.
They don't want to fire him. They don't even want to suspend him.
The district attorney of Wisconsin says, and I quote, well, I got to find a quote here. I'm sorry. I had it in one of the articles. I got four articles up on him. I'm sorry. Damn it. I lost it. Here it is. No, that wasn't it.
No.
Well, I can't quote him directly, but what he said was that they will not charge an officer with criminal charges unless evidence is showcased beyond a reasonable doubt. So, basically, the district attorney is not leaving it up to a jury of his peers or the judge to render a verdict on the evidence that they have. They want overabundance. They want mounting evidence to prove that this particular cop is guilty.
Yeah, like I said, they want to release him. Plain and simple. They want to release him.
Yeah. The cops within this particular county, city, Kenosha, Wisconsin, they don't have body cams. Their police officers don't walk around with body cams, so there is no police officer body cam footage that will state what the officers actually did or to the point of why they were there. If you look at the video from the onlooker across the street, you can see that the cop car, which their cop car should have dash cams, is facing the opposite way of the scene. Why is that the case?
I don't fucking know.
So, you have no dash cam footage, you have no body cam footage, you have Jacob Blake, who is sitting in a hospital paralyzed from the waist down with all sorts of injuries to himself, liver, small intestines. They state would probably have to be removed. So we're at a point where it's a miracle that he lived, which that is a blessing.
Yeah, but he's fucking paralyzed,
man.
But
he is paralyzed. Yeah. You know. It's just one of those things. It's like, why does this continue to happen?
Meanwhile, the white boy, the 17-year-old white boy. Kyle Rittenhouse.
Kyle Rittenhouse. 17 years old.
This motherfucker out there crossing state lines with a
AR-15.
Which you can't have. Not to mention, you're not legal to own one.
Well, you can. Well, people can own one. You can
own one, but
he's not legal. It's, yes. 18 is the age for you to have open carry assault weapons.
This motherfucker shooting niggas in crowds, he don't get arrested. He walked past the cops. He even told the cops, like, yo, I shot three niggas. You know what I'm saying?
He killed two, injured one.
They didn't even arrest him. He turned himself in when he went back to his state.
Correct.
Which is
ludicrous.
Yo, this is ridiculous. You see a black person with an AR-15, he gets shot on sight. We getting shot without weapons. You give us an AR-15? Yo, come on. Come on.
My brother owns an AK-47.
When you absolutely, positively have got to kill every motherfucker in the room, except no substitutes. That's Samuel, for those who don't know.
My brother owns an AR, that, excuse, not an AR, AK-47 and a MAC-10, I believe it is. He's got other handguns as well. 9mm. Believe he got a Desert Eagle. But he exercises his Second Amendment rights. But again, I always tell him, dude, be careful out there.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful out there. He likes to, you know, he likes to go to the range.
Going to the range is fine. You walk around in public with that shit, there's problems.
You know, he likes to go to the range. He likes to make sure that he's safe. He has licenses and things to carry his weapons. But
truthfully, when they see you with it, they ain't asking for your gun license.
Yeah. I always tell them, be careful, especially, you know, he lives down south, so it's one of those things, man. Be careful. I mean, down there.
Unless it's in your trunk, if you got it on your person when they see you,
yeah,
be careful, man.
And like I said, Jacob Blake suffered gunshot wounds to one arm. He's got damage to his kidney, liver, and spinal cord. One of the bullets went straight through his spinal cord, severing it. He's got holes in his stomach, and his entire colon and small intestines needed to be removed. Like I said, he's paralyzed from the waist down. That's what his father, Jacob Sr., stated. And they are not sure if the condition is permanent, but to not be able to feel anything from your waist down, it's going to be a long recovery for the guy. And it's unfortunate. Like I said, it's even more unfortunate that you got a 17-year-old walking around with an AR-15, letting off rounds,
crossing state lines, which is illegal.
Yeah. So
this nigga literally, he went hunting, basically. Yeah. He went nigga hunting.
For those who don't understand the laws of firearms, when you are committing any illegal act, your firearm goes from being a legal firearm automatically to being an illegal firearm. So if you are, let's say, driving drunk, which is a crime, it is illegal, your legal weapon automatically becomes an illegal weapon. You are carrying an illegal weapon because you are doing illegal activities. Him crossing state lines with an unregistered weapon because he was under 18 justifies that he did not have legal right to have that weapon out. Shouldn't have been used.
He told the cops he shot 3 people. And what did they do?
Nothing.
They let him go. This man literally went back home to whatever state he's from, and then he turned himself in. Think about that.
And there was also a video of another white guy who the cop was attempting to arrest him, told him to get down on the ground. He did get down on the ground. He complied for a second. He got back up, attempted to take the taser from the police officer, ran to his car, got into his car, got out of his car, tried to run to the police car to take the police car, got back into his car, tried to run down the police officer, doing damage to the police vehicle and other vehicles within the vicinity. Never once did that police officer pull his service weapon. He continued to try to tase this guy until other officers came on the scene to help him out.
Meanwhile, if a black person gets pulled over for having their blinker not on or missed stop sign, they get pulled over. The cop already got his hand on his gun.
That's fact, y'all.
Which there is no need
for that. You know, that's fact. The cop already got his hand on his gun while he tells you to, where's your license and registration?
If you are fucking afraid to be a police officer, why the fuck are you a police officer? Why?
I don't know, man.
Rustin Shesky was on the force for 7 years. Before this year, the motherfucker was a bicycle cop. Which means he patrolled the neighborhood on a fucking bicycle. Not a motorcycle, a bicycle.
Showed you what they thought of that nigga. And then they gave him a car. And look what happened now.
You give him a car and goes and shoots motherfuckers in the back? All that time you was... You could be touched on that bicycle. You weren't scared then. You had no incidents then, but you gonna come and shoot this guy who is unarmed, point blank range, 7 times in the back. It's unexcusable.
The 7 times is unexcusable. You know what I'm saying? I get it if you're scared.
If you think he's gonna reach for a weapon.
And you shoot once. One shot in the back, you're putting anybody down. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know,
that's locking you up, dog. Whatever you was reaching for, you not reaching for that no more.
But 7? Point blank? Point blank? You were trying to kill him. You were trying to kill him.
With children and dozens of onlookers in the vicinity. So what happens... God forbid one of those bullets would have ricocheted off of something and hit one of those innocent bystanders. Hit one of those kids that was in the car. Then what?
They'd burn the fucking precinct down.
Like,
they're already burning buildings down. They'd burn that fucking precinct down.
This is ridiculous.
They'd burn that fucking precinct down.
You are an officer of the law. You've been on the force for 7 years. You should know the right ways to conduct yourself. This is inexcusable.
But you want to know what, though? I don't think they do know how to conduct themselves. I think they're trained to kill. They're not trained to
to disable?
Yeah, to disable or to solve a problem. They're trained to kill. Just like a military person.
Well, military people are trained to disable and things. Yes, they're trained to kill hostile threats, but a military person can go overseas and they can go into these small villages and shit and they can come out with no civilian casualties.
Well, I think it's different for them because they're on foreign soil.
Yeah, but they can come out there with no civilian casualties, though. They can go in there, get the bad guys that they're supposed to kill without having civilian casualties. Why is it that the police officers that are trained in this country can't do the same?
I can't.
You know.
I can't say.
If they are told to take this motherfucker alive, those military people can go in there and they can take the person that they're trying to get. They can take that motherfucker alive. If they are told to take him alive.
And they'll only kill him if it's, like, the last resort.
Yeah. If they had no other option. And they can weigh those options in milliseconds. But you got this idiot asshole over here who don't know, why the fuck am I shooting this man 7 times in the back?
Well, you said it. He was a bicycle cop.
Fucking idiot, man.
But that comes back to their training. How they're trained. Obviously, these motherfucking cops ain't trained properly.
Right.
They're really not. You know? And I also feel like we need more black cops in the black community that can relate to us.
Right.
They're not going to shoot. I'm not going to say all of them won't shoot first, but they'll at least try to
you know, to solve the problem before it comes to violence like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you feel like we need more black cops policing the black community, yeah, as opposed to them sending these white cops down here.
Yeah, because these black cops, most of these white cops, they ain't go to no black schools. They ain't go to no, they wasn't raised in no black community.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up with white privilege.
Let's so it's scary to them. It's scary to them when they get down there. When they go into these poverty-ridden communities or communities that they feel are scary or unsafe, it's scary for them down there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I understand.
You know, that shit's got to change, man. Laws got to change. The policies got to change. The way these people are trained got to change. Like, I feel like not every cop should own a fucking gun.
Right.
You know, I know they tried to tase the dude and it had no effect.
Mm-hmm.
But I think certain cops should be able to have guns. You know what I'm saying? Not every cop. Because obviously, you keep shooting on all black people. You know?
And it also goes even further to when cops fire their weapons, they have to be in that situation where they have to fire their weapons. They're supposed to go through canceling. They're supposed to see a therapist, and they're supposed to be canceled after that happens, after that incident happens.
Canceled. It sounds like you're saying canceled. I know your accent.
My accent, yeah. But they're supposed to go through therapy and counseling.
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 Well, I'm just saying it for the people.
I know. It's my accent, people. It's my accent. But yeah, they're supposed to go through that therapy before they're... And they have to be deemed fit to continue to be out in the field with that service weapon.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to do that. So... when that happens, if some of these cops, they be having other incidents before the big one where they kill somebody, why is it that they're back in the field deemed okay and fit to be in the field?
Because their internal affairs or whatever I think it's called, they ain't thinking about that shit. They don't care. They don't care. Just get these people back out there. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, and I also want to say, too, for all you people protesting fucking shit up, that shit don't help, man. We said this shit many times. That shit don't help.
It don't help because you're doing it in the communities that you live in that they don't. And they don't give a fuck that you're fucking up your own community. They don't care.
And then in their minds, it justifies killing you sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they look at you like, oh, all they're going to do, they're going to just fuck shit up. So they might as well get shot. You know?
They've been calling us the same names for years upon years.
It's not going to stop.
They've been calling us savages, animals.
And when you guys burn buildings and do all that shit, that justifies them calling you a fucking animal. And I'm just saying it what it is.
But you can hear, it's not just us saying this. You can go and look on Fox News, CNN. You can look on there where those white people say, this is why they're animals. This is why we call them that. They're acting like animals.
Yep.
They're brutal barbarians. They're savages. This is what they called us on those television networks.
Like, I'm all for people protesting. Just do it safe, man. Don't be violent. And I know there's paid protesters out there that are out there to destroy shit. You know what I'm saying? But you can see. You can literally see on camera who's paid to do shit and who's not paid to do shit.
Right.
You know, the ones that are paid to do shit, they're heavily masked up. So you can't see nothing about them.
Right.
You know?
And if you are out there protesting, We want you to be safe. We appreciate the fact that you are taking a stand for what you believe in. And you're trying to do right by your people. But be safe out there. Look for the signs. Because when it's... there are signs when things are about to go left. There's always signs when shit is about to go down.
The number one sign for me when shit's about to go left is when it's fucking dark outside. Mm-hmm. Stop protesting when it's dark. Protest out in the light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as the sun goes down, goes down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to treat them like... treat yourself like you treat your kids. When the street lights come on, you bring your ass home.
Right.
Word up.
So, we just want to see things change, man. We want to see things change. We want to see things change for
positive. At the end of the day, man, ain't nothing going to change. I know we wish it, we hope it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to change. Niggas been talking about the shit since before we was even born.
Right.
You know?
It's generations upon generations. I mean, we got to keep laying down stone by stone for each generation until we get there. Who knows how long it's going to take, but we got to continue. Each generation has to push forward just a little by little until we're able to get there.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm under the impression ain't shit gonna change.
Right.
The only thing you can do, if you're a minority, just don't do anything to provoke the police. You know, if they tell you to get out the car and get on the ground, get out the fucking car and get on the ground, man.
Your life is more important than that shit. There are ways for you to take a stand after the fact. There are ways for you to get your point across after the fact. You can go. Those police officers, their badge numbers, their names, all of that is public record. You can go to the police station and you can say, you know, on this such and such day, they keep record of everything that those cops have done. You can say this happened on this day. They could pull a record and find out who that police officer was.
Especially now with body cams and car dash car cams. Like, yo, just do whatever they tell you to do. Do whatever they tell you to do.
And then file your complaint after.
You know, don't try to argue with them. If you want to ask a question, but don't sit there and argue with them. You know what I'm saying? Do not give them an excuse.
And file your complaint after you can definitely file your complaint after, man. And,
you know, the best thing for you to do is live, man.
Protect yourself. Live. It's your life. Live.
Like because
you can be able to tell these stories. The reason why these cops want these people dead is because they can't tell their story if they're not alive. They can't tell their side if they're not alive.
Yeah.
One thing about Jacob is that he is alive. He can tell his side of the story.
They tried to kill him. They tried to kill him.
So he is able to be able to tell his side of the story.
But Jacob's fault is he didn't listen. He didn't stop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They, like, dude, they got guns pointed at you. You kept ignoring them, and then you want to reach in your car for whatever. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself in a bad situation. That could have been avoided.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying anything the cop did. I'm just saying, you put yourself in a bad situation. He ain't have to shoot you 7 times, but you damn sure could have stopped and listened to him whenever he told you to stop and do whatever, you know?
You gotta live, man. We want you to live. Yes, he is living. He gets to tell his side of the story. We do
he's
not know.
He's lucky he's alive.
Right. We do not know all the details. We don't know everything that happened. between him and the officers. We don't know how it escalated to that point. We just seen the video of him being shot in the back. Excessive force, unnecessary excessive force. There should be something done about that officer. I don't care if Jacob was a criminal and he was doing everything wrong. You as a police officer should not escalate to doing wrong yourself. You are supposed to be on the right side of the law. And at that particular point in time, he was not on the right side of the law.
No, like I said, he tried to kill him.
Yeah.
It only takes, if you really wanted to put him down, shooting him in the back, it only takes one.
Yeah.
It only takes one. And not to mention, there were two other officers there. The three of y'all could have took him to the ground.
Correct.
And handcuffed him. So.
You got anything else for the people, brother?
Honestly, I wanted to end on a lighter note and be like, I watched some shit this week.
What you got?
I finished watching season two of The Umbrella Academy.
All right. What'd you think of that?
Season one was better.
Season one was better. Okay.
You know, season one was better. I was expecting the old man to be a alien.
Wasn't expecting the old man to be an alien.
That went.
Spoiler alert.
That went completely left.
Yeah.
But it, you know, definitely left it open for season three.
Definitely.
And then I also watched, I watched two other series this week, too. I watched, it's called The Outer Banks.
The Outer Banks. Okay.
It's like a teen drama.
That's on Netflix?
Yeah. But the plot of the story is, one of the kids, his father was like a treasure hunter. And, you know, he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he went looking for his pops.
Plus
the treasure.
In the Outer Banks.
And, you know, a bunch of shit happens. I ain't giving it all away. Because there is a season two that's in the works.
Good shit.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm looking forward to season two. And then I also watched on Amazon Prime, The Boys.
The Boys. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Oh, we talked about that at work. Yeah, The Boys is the little superhero joint. I'm gonna be watching that pretty soon.
That's good.
Yeah. They got a season two coming too.
Yes, they got a season two coming as well.
You know. Next week I'll be starting to watch Power, book two. You know, my girl has been waiting for that to come back on. That's on Stars. First episode of that particular series is going to debut on Sunday, September 6th. Of course, football season is coming up. We're going to be watching that. A lot of football coming up. As long as the football season actually happens and stays, we're going to be watching that.
Yep.
Me and my girl the other day, we watched Taking Pelham 1-2-3.
The one with Denzel
and and John Travolta.
Good movie.
Yeah, man, she got into that joint. It was like, why you had to do this to me? What did I do? We going to bed late because of you. Like, hey, man, I just wanted to put on something just for us to watch. Thought it'd be a good one for you to put on for the watch.
It's a good movie, man.
Great movie. You know, I haven't watched anything else new at this particular point in time. I'm still watching episodes of Lucifer that I'm gonna finish up. Still watching Desperate Housewives with my girl. It's getting into it, man. It's getting into it. Niggas, you know, they had a tornado on the joint.
Nigga, I do not care.
That shit's good, man. They had a tornado on the joint.
Desperate Housewives.
Niggas lost $10 million that they had in the Caymans, dog. Like, you know, motherfuckers is out here trying to kill each other. Some good shit, man. You know, it's got those twisted turns like all us.
Sounds like The Outer Banks.
Yeah, it got the twisted turns like all the other shows.
I'd rather watch The Outer Banks.
Yeah, if you watched this show, you probably wouldn't want to watch The Outer Banks no more.
Yes, I would. Playing.
Like, I get it. You out on the name. It's the same thing with the Lox album. You was off the name.
Nah, I legit like the album.
I know you like the album. But if it had somebody else's name on it, you probably wouldn't listen to it.
That's not true. No. If it has somebody, because I don't like artists.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, you know, but that's Rousewise is a really good show, man.
Sometime during the week, I'll probably watch that movie, The Mutants.
The New Mutants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That dropped Friday, right?
Yeah, it's already in theaters, which means it's on my Fire Stick, which means I can watch it.
Definitely. Are you looking forward to the movie with Denzel Washington's son? Tenet. David Washington.
Yes.
I'm looking
that looks like some time travel shit.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan always comes up with some wicked ideas.
Also with the actor Robert Pattinson, who is the new Batman.
New Batman. You looking forward to the new Batman movie? Well, you always looking forward to a Batman movie.
I'm going to give it a chance. Like, I seen the trailer. Yo, the trailer looks sick.
Robert Pattinson's a pretty good actor, man.
I wonder if it's rated R.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would prefer it's rated R. Batman's a dark character, man.
Right.
A Batman movie should be rated R.
Yeah.
I think, like without seeing the movie, I think Robert Pattinson is a better Bruce Wayne than a Batman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to picture him as Batman because every time I look at him, he's a fucking shiny vampire. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, he's had other roles, man.
I know.
It is one of those things, though, where when you play a certain character for so long, like they did, what, four?
Five.
Five Twilight movies, and he played in five. When you get that character and people are ingrained to see you as that character, it's kind of hard for them to see you as something else. Even though he's had great roles in other movies. You know, it's just one of those things.
Like to see him as a vampire, which I know he did years ago, and now you're Batman, it's hard for me. As a Batman fan, you know me. I got the Batman tattoo on my arm.
Yeah.
So to see that, it's just hard. I'm going to give it a chance. I ain't going to shit on it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna shit on him. I want to see what he do. He can't be worse than George Clooney, because to me, George Clooney was the worst Batman.
Worse than Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least Ben Affleck had a dark side to him. There wasn't nothing dark about George Clooney. All them neon lights and shit.
Hey, man. Neon lights and shit. You know? But we going on an hour and a half for this joint, man. We appreciate you guys, as always, being with us, man. Keep your mask on. That COVID is still out here.
It ain't going nowhere
No time soon.
And for you know, all you minorities, go out. Make sure you're registered to vote. Go out there and vote, man. This shit is important. More than ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't going to change without people voting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All these athletes out there, they can do whatever they do. They can protest and say whatever they say. But it's us people, who need to be out there making the real change. Out there registering to vote. Go vote.
Exactly. We appreciate you guys listening to us as always. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Weisslicker. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast. And we out.
We out.